All right, I'm here speaking with Cayman Bishop, writer for the Crimson and Cream Machine, and he covers the Oklahoma Sooners, and I wanted to ask him some questions about Jordan Phillips. Cayman, thanks for coming on, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm awesome. You braving that bad weather in Oklahoma?
I'm trying.
All right, good deal. All right, man, I just wanted to ask you some questions about Jordan Phillips and then maybe even some questions on Kenny Stills and Damian Williams, which are some other Sooner players we got on the team, if that's cool.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, man. So what did you observe about Jordan Phillips' motor as Dolphins fans since we drafted him? We've heard a lot about questions on his motor, if he tried every play and really was giving full effort. What have you heard about that?
Well, you definitely notice a bunch of NFL scouts were reporting that he lacked a football drive that really pushed him and motivated him. But I think it was the Oklahoma defense as a whole that didn't play with much effort at all last season. And that was noticeable with Phillips' play as well.
Okay. All right, cool. What about his strengths? Is he more of a run stuffer? Is he more of a pass rusher? Which would you say he is?
Well, he's definitely got a lot of strength on him, being, 6'6", 330 pounds. And after Oklahoma switched to a 3-4 defense this past season, they had Phillips over there clogging the middle on run stuffing. So I would say he's more of a run stuffer than a pass rusher at the moment.
And that would make sense for Dolphins fans, because one of the things we did over the offseason, obviously you know that we got Sue. We got Ndamukong Sue. And we got shredded towards the end of the season. In the run, people were just running right up the gut on us. So with Sue and Phillips now, we're really hoping that that problem has been fixed, but we will see. Did he only play D-line his whole career there, or did he ever dabble in the O-line?
Yeah, Oklahoma had some depth issue, particularly at his position as nose guard, so he never did get a chance to switch any positions or anything. But he was certainly athletic enough to do that. That wasn't the problem.
Yeah, I don't remember his 40 time specifically what it was, but I remember recently since we drafted him, I saw him run the 40, and he just looked fast for a dude that was 330 pounds. This is ridiculous.
I think it was 5.2 seconds was his 40 time.
Yeah, I have to say that the Dolphins have caught a lot of flack. There's been a lot of mixed reaction to drafting him, not just because we had just signed Sue, because when he was drafted, I really felt bad for him, and it was his moment. I hope everyone was cheering and he didn't hear it, but the networks were just, they were just kind of tearing him up. They were saying he didn't have a motor and this, that, and the other. I was surprised just looking at what I've known of him. He just looks like a beast to me.
I was surprised too. A lot of people thought he'd be for sure first rounder. And then he fell to the second round, and then the Dolphins got him, surprisingly. And you heard a bunch of scouts and stuff talk about his motor and talk about how he just relied on athleticism, but Phillips is a good player, and I don't think he gets enough credit for that.
Did he stand out to you when you would watch the Sooners games, cover the Sooners? Was he a person that you would notice a lot, hear his name called, just notice him disrupting in the backfield?
Yeah, definitely. You could always see him rushing the quarterback and stuff. I don't think the stats did him enough justice by themselves.
Yeah, defensive tackles aren't always going to rack up the stats. Like, even Sue doesn't really rack up stats, but he's one of the best defensive players in the league.
Yeah, that's not the problem.
Did he get a lot of high praise from coaches? Did you hear coaches mentioning him a lot, saying his name?
Well, you didn't hear much of that, but you did have his former defensive line coach at OU, Jerry Montgomery. He left for the Green Bay Packers this past offseason, and you did see the Packers try to pursue him. They just ended up not getting him, but he was on the board, so I think it says a lot about him. If his former position coach thinks he's NFL ready, then I think he's NFL ready.
Where did that position coach, you said he went to the Packers, what was he coaching? Is he a O-line coach, or sorry, a D-line coach there as well?
No, I think he was placed as a quality control assistant.
Oh, so pretty much like an assistant position coach for the most part, probably in the room learning the NFL ways.
Yeah.
did it surprise you? And I think you said this already. It was surprising. Did it surprise you that of all teams he landed on, it was the Dolphins because they had just signed Sue?
I definitely thought of all teams that the Dolphins would for sure be off the list because they had just gone if the best, if not the best, defensive tackle in the league and Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, that's I was kind of surprised. I wasn't disappointed because I knew as a Dolphin fan we had Sue, but next to Sue in the middle, we really still had a question mark, which hopefully now got answered. Any other thoughts about Jordan Phillips at all?
I think he's a good player, really athletic. I think I wouldn't be surprised by the end of the year if he did start alongside Sue. I'm not sure if he's there yet, but if he learns and develops, I could see him definitely being a starter and contributing on the defensive side.
Was there ever any off-the-field issues you heard about him? What do you know about his character, his home life, if anything?
I heard he had a rough home life is what a lot of people were saying leading up to the draft, and then, which is strange because then you saw a bunch of players and stuff joke around with him all the time in the locker room and stuff. So he seems like a fun guy to play around.
Oh, okay, cool. So being a Sooners fan, obviously you know who Kenny Stills is. He's newly acquired to the Dolphins. He did go to the Saints. We acquired him this offseason. Any thoughts on Kenny Stills? Because as Dolphins fans, we really know very little about him.
Well, I think he'll definitely help Tannehill out in his stats and on the Dolphins side of the offense. I think you also saw Stills was a huge playmaker with the Saints as well, and I think that's also something that the Dolphins were missing last year in the wide receiver corps.
Yeah, for sure. What about Damian Williams? Now, for us, he was an undrafted free agent that we got last year, so we know a little bit more about him, but he came on as an undrafted free agent, not only made the 53, but actually saw quite a bit of playing time. He was more than just a bottom of the roster kind of guy. What can you tell us about him? Because he's actually surprised me last season.
I was surprised, too, that he made the roster, given that he only played a year and a half at Oklahoma before being suspended for violating team rules. So I thought teams would for sure pass on him. But I guess his talent was there, and so the coaches trusted him with quite a few carries last season.
You know, I didn't even know that he was suspended. So he was suspended, what, towards the end of the season? Or he was suspended at the beginning of the season?
Halfway through his senior season.
Okay.
In season.
Do you know why he was suspended?
I believe all they said was team rules.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they're clear. But
he could have been showing up late every day to meetings or something.
Yeah, something like that.
So that almost makes a little bit of sense. That might have likely been the reason he didn't get drafted. So perhaps he was draftable talent, but one of those many guys that character issues, who health, whatever it is, he fell into that group of guys that didn't get drafted because there was some kind of red flag or some kind of black mark on his resume.
Yeah, I do remember him being on some draft boards toward the beginning of the year. And then after that suspension, people just stopped talking about him for a while.
Okay. So what can you tell me about yourself, man? Tell me what you got going on and what you're doing.
Well, right now I'm contributing for two websites, Crimson and Cream Machine, first off, covering OU football, basketball, and softball. And then I write for another website called Campers Press Box, where I write about Oklahoma football. And been writing about football for over a year and a half now and really enjoy it and had a really good journey so far. Just be this far.
Have you gotten, as a writer, have you gotten to get any closer to the players, to the team yet? Or are you there with that? Or are you still just kind of in the folds waiting?
I was still in the waiting for most of last season. I did get to catch the press box a couple games last year, though.
Oh, awesome. So you're on your way then. That's great. So tell me about a little bit like an inside kind of look at that. How do you get invited to the press box, or what's that like? What's that process like? Just out of curiosity.
Well, there's a separate Sooner football website for the media where you go on and you log in and you apply for press credentials.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll give you an email following usually about a week before the game, letting you know if you got accepted or not. which sometimes I got accepted, sometimes I got declined, just based on the importance of who was up there.
Oh, so it's game by game. It's not, here's your press pass, you're there forever. Welcome to the club. It's game by game.
That would have been nice.
Oh, okay.
No, it's game by game, and then you go through a separate press entrance throughout to get your press pass that you just wear around your neck. And then you got to ask the elevator guy which floor the press box is on, and then you're on your way.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Did you get to do any player interviews, anything like that?
No, I didn't get a chance to do that last year. Hopefully I'll be able to this year.
That's cool. Maybe you'll get on a few more games in the press box. Do you follow the NFL fairly closely, or pretty much just stick with college?
Mostly college football fan, but I do try to keep up with the NFL when I can.
Okay. Do you have a team at all that you prefer to follow, or team you hate, anything?
Well, a team I hate is definitely the Seahawks. That's a lot easier to think of than team I like.
Why is that? Why do you hate the Seahawks?
Well, ever since Bradford was drafted to the Rams, I've been cheering them on pretty closely.
Oh, okay. So NFC West deal. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. That's interesting. What did you think about the switch of the trade, Bradford Foles trade?
I was surprised given each team's needs. A lot of people thought the Eagles were going after Mariota in the draft. They didn't think they'd take a chance on a quarterback that was a former overall draft pick and who's had an injury-full career.
That's cool. All right, man, why don't you tell everybody where they can reach you at, or your Twitter handle, emails, anything like that?
You guys can all follow me on Twitter at Cayman Bishop, C-A-Y-M-E-N, Bishop. And keep up with my articles on Crimson and Cream Machine and Campus Press Box.
All right, cool, man. Thanks. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate it, too.